Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first one that's ever got that. I say it all the time. Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me my weed, all right?
Turn the metronome off in the new program.
I feel like we should be like...
Yeah.
We already setting a tempo.
Mm.
There you go.
What are you saying?
In the still of the night. It's still a song in my head. I'll never leave.
Did you hear that today or something?
It just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm guessing that also was the voice to men version.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, you sad son of a bitch.
Sorry.
The Boys to Men version.
It was the first version I ever heard. Not the correct one.
Come on. If you're going to go Boys to Men, you got to go on Bended Knee. Or as I used to refer to the song, On Wounded Knee.
On Wounded Knee.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that where they killed Geronimo?
Yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Sure.
There we go. That's going to be my first parody song, On Wounded Knee. A parody of a song that nobody probably even remembers.
On Bended Knee.
Just like everybody was watching the Super Bowl going, who's that black chick? At least everybody younger than me.
Huh? Who?
Missy Elliott.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Everyone that tuned in
I was sitting in an airport.
Oh, I watched it.
Well, there was so much talk about it. Thank you. Oh, shocking. There was so much talk about it, and then I was listening to the PO'd cast, and they started talking about the halftime show. I'm like, let me pause this and just go see, because I'd heard about the drunk shark and everything. And
yeah, they left.
Yeah. He couldn't even get his arms up. He was like, the other guy's like,
yeah, the other guy was, The other guy was on point. The other shark, no, not so much.
Why were there dancing sharks?
It was in the beach setting. I think it was the California Girl song that she sang.
Clearly, you've never seen a Katy Perry show.
No.
Oh, so all the kids that
get with it.
All the kids that tuned in to see Katy Perry were surprised when Missy Elliott came out and did a medley of like three of her biggest hits, and she fucking kicked ass.
Oh yeah,
like just her and her backup dancers were a much better show. Then Katy Perry, A 20-Foot Lion, The More You Know Star, The Dancing Sharks, a whole chess set worth of players.
Oh, yeah, and the board moved. And, oh, God.
All I could think of during that scene was, like, that's not how the horse moves.
Right.
You can't move diagonally like that.
I just thought it was crazy when she came out on a lion.
Man, the NFL has just...
That lion was
they got this thing on lock.
It was all puppetry, too. You see the guy's, like, lamest part of the whole thing? Lenny Kravitz. No surprise there.
Yeah.
Did they do American Woman?
No.
I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
They wanted to do a rocking out version.
Oh.
He was doing pretty good with it, actually.
Lenny has kissed many girls. Probably some dudes, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, is he the go-to?
For the song... called I Kissed a Girl, she brings out a male guest. It didn't occur to me until just now that that's... You think she would have brought out... Well, I don't know if she wants to kiss Missy Elliott.
Yep.
Maybe. Maybe she likes black chicks.
And as soon as, you know... Is that your chick?
Yeah.
Missy put it down. I'm the hottest man out.
There you go.
It's one of my... One of my favorite songs, actually.
Hey, when I was DJing at bars, this song worked. Chicks getting drunk.
This is how we do. That's the one I like.
Oh, yeah.
And the video.
Oh, yeah. I still like California Girl with Snoop in there.
Yeah, which I guess that song just didn't really catch on the way the others did, because I thought she was going to go into it when it hit the beach scene. And then I was like, oh, no, obviously this is California Girls. That was a way bigger hit.
That's what I thought.
But, yeah, this is how we do. Denied. The catchiest track she's ever recorded, right, in my opinion.
Yeah. This is how we do.
You're listening to 30 Old Weed Smokers. I'm Katy Perry.
Yeah. Joining us. I was sitting there thinking, like, are we really doing a Katy Perry segment?
You know what? I love Katy Perry. You know what? I'm not going to lie. All right.
My daughter loves her, and I was watching this, like,
do things to her.
They were doing this, like, kind of behind-the-scenes thing where they're, like, following around with the camera, and she's introducing people to the show and telling them about the... or to the crew and telling them about the show and all that shit.
Right. Like a backstage.
And I don't know what it is about. I mean, she's totally fucking adorable.
Yes.
But there's just, like, nothing behind those eyes.
Who's adorable? No. That lucky bastard? See what I did there?
No.
He said she's totally fucking adorable. Yeah. And I said, who's adorable?
That was funny. It just wasn't worth blowing my smoke out for.
Right.
I wasn't losing this hit for that joke.
Yeah, you're like,
That's also what Katy Perry said.
There we go.
Yep.
I like this song.
Dude, this song is the jam.
With,
sorry.
With the Riff Raff?
Riff Raff.
She does a version of this with Riff Raff.
I haven't heard that one.
It's her
boyfriend. Her new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. So they did they throw a rap in the bridge?
Yeah.
No big deal.
It's no big deal.
This video's pretty neat.
Yeah, the video's pretty
no
good.
No big deal.
Full screen that shit.
There you go.
Pee Wee Herman suit.
Yeah, the Pee Wee Herman dances are awesome.
Yep. And she doesn't give a fuck. Like, that's my favorite part about that girl.
Wasn't she married to Russell Brand for a couple of years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was a full year, but yeah.
Yeah, not even a full year. But that's her thing. She doesn't give a
fuck. Tell me that didn't work out.
Right.
I am shocked.
She likes what she likes, and she likes 90s music and 80s style.
Right.
And she's like, that's what I want. I don't know. You kind of have to appreciate, even though they go out of control sometimes, I cannot help but appreciate people like her, Bjork, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Who you can... You can tell there's a lot of them in their stage act and their choices that they make design-wise.
Right.
Whereas other artists just seem like, they just go with whatever the person they paid tells them to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm really overthinking this
and
one, aren't I?
And there's complete idiots like Sia, that chick that turns her back to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that chick?
What?
There's a chick that sings and performs with her back to the stage.
Okay, because she's too... does she have stage fright?
I think it's just... I think she's trying to pass it off as her style, but yeah, I'm sure it's stage fright. But yeah, she does everything. Like, there's a picture on her album cover. It's the back of her head. She does some big major performances standing facing the opposite direction of the crowd.
The whole time?
The whole time. She doesn't break it. You don't see her face once. And she even does, things, like, off to the side where it looks like, you know, she's, like, singing, like, the opposite direction. Like, she's doing the hand gestures and, you know.
Sounds like some horrible performance art.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck?
It's no big deal.
Did you lose your volume or...
Your
connection.
This is how we do, Chris.
This is how we do. Yeah. Killing our Macs. Playing YouTube videos on the work computer.
I know, right?
Yep.
No big deal. It's back now. Good.
Now that thing get hot?
I don't know. Now I'm going to cleanse our palates.
Usually when laptops freeze up on you, it's an overheating issue and it just has to cool down.
I don't have a problem with Katy Perry.
I have less and less of a problem with her every day, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Like, if it keeps going at this rate, I think by 2016 I'll be trying to vote Katy Perry in as president.
Cleansing our palate. I feel dirty.
First time I ever heard this.
You never heard this?
No, this is from my...
I'm assuming what? South Park. Some sort
it's
of
Orgasmo. No.
Yeah, it was Orgasmo.
Oh.
It was one of their movies.
They did play it at the end of a South Park before.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch Orgasmo again.
I mean, they made the song to be...
Stunt cock.
Yeah.
They I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah.
They made the song to be the perfect version of the... oh, God, the word fell out of my head.
Uh-oh.
Of the... What do they call the scenes, like, in the A-Team when they go... They just cut to, like, you know, putting shit together and, like, loading shit up and, like...
Montage?
Yeah, it's a montage.
Getting a montage!
Yeah, it's like the ultimate inspirational montage song. You know, so the guy's, like, training and punching the bag, shadowboxing, running, doing push-ups.
That's awesome.
Doing pull-ups, and you pull back, and he's, like, not even off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That thing.
I think I remember that scene.
You know, for a little humor in the montage, because, you know.
You got it.
They're getting clogged up and drawn.
Nice. Good song.
This band.
Who is this band?
Kind of under the radar. Kind of never got their due.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Georgia Satellites.
Oh, this is the Georgia Satellites. They did the... Didn't they do No Huggy, No Kissy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he's riding on the back of the truck.
Oh, you know.
How many videos had a guy riding on the back of the truck?
Oh, jeez.
In the 80s? Quite a few. Wow.
No, the difference is those were pop or rock videos. All the ones that are out now are country. They're still riding in the back of trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is correct.
But yeah, I can't think of who it was, but I've seen whole bands in the back, like stuffed into the back of a truck. Maybe it was the Georgia Satellites that all got in the one truck, didn't they?
Yeah. I got a
little change. Dude. Yeah. Why doesn't the oldie station play this shit?
The classic rock station, CSX, plays them.
Shit, really? I haven't heard, because I have to listen to CSX sometimes. I never hear this shit. I hear The Who.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, all day.
The Who, Rush.
Nothing against them, Journey. But I mean, how many times can you not be fooled again?
Well, no, because they're coming to the Fox Theater. They're coming to town, so station's probably all up on them.
Both of them?
Yeah. Oh, that's the half.
Both of them, yeah.
Well, if you have, I mean, you have to admit the important half's still alive.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when you think of The Who...
You
think of Roger Daltrey and Peter Townsend.
Bullshit.
Although Keith Moon running over his limo driver.
Keith Moon and John Entwistle were the heart and soul of that band.
I just said...
And amazing talents.
To a rhythm section guy. Fuck their rhythm section.
Oh, I almost flipped the internet over on you.
Oh, shit.
throwing the internet all over the room.
Oh, man.
Man, I've decided
when the
satellite runs out, I'm going to call the AT&T and say, I want your most internets, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want you to maximize my internet.
Okay, please have all the internets.
All your internets belong to us.
Yeah. All your nets belongs to us.
All your bandwidth belongs to us.
How are you, gentlemen?
All your bass belong
to us.
Yeah.
All your bandwidth belongs
to
us.
You are on the way to destruction. You have no chance.
This will be Chris talking to AT&T. I want all your bandwidth.
Is this supposed to be a remix?
There is a remix.
Oh,
yeah,
this is the
coming.
Original.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's coming. Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Techno Viking.
Alright, this is...
This is Weekly Rave.
There we go. Rave time.
Alright.
Imagine having sex to this song.
No rave. You guys are cut off from the rave. So you guys know... You ever remember Bob Bennett? Or Bill Bennett?
No.
He's a talking head now. He's got like his own radio show, I think.
It's Bill Bennett.
I know. I misspoke and then correcting myself.
He did correct himself. Did you not catch that?
Sorry. Well, that kind of...
What?
He was a former director of the ONDCP under Bush the Second, or Bush 2000.
Bush the Deuce, as he's known in the streets.
Bush Deuce.
Deucey Bush.
And he's got a book coming out called Going to Pot, Why the Rush to Legalize Marijuana is Harming America.
How is it harming America? Tell us, Bill Bennett. Yes, after your fucking ads.
Well, he was on Hannity. He was on Sean Hannity's show.
The Inhannity. I say that all the time to people that listen, that watch that show.
And welcome back to Hannity. So in recent weeks,
the Inhannity.
Hopefuls have admitted that they smoked marijuana in the past. Could this in any way impact their chances of winning in 2016? Joining me now, the author of the brand new book, Going to Pot, Why the Rush to Legalize Marijuana Will Harm America. He's a former education czar, drug czar, Bill Bennett. By the way, I've read the book. It's awesome. Yeah, good job.
Harm.
You know, harm. How this unfold? Not just the presidential candidates, Ted Cruz and I guess Rand Paul and some Marco Rubio says, I'm not even going to answer it.
Right.
We know Bill Clinton's old answer.
You bet.
You see what's happening in Oregon and Colorado. Why is it that bad?
Why is it what?
In other words, why is it harming America?
Because it's a very dangerous drug. When I was drug czar, we didn't have this research.
Yeah.
The research now is overwhelming. The scientific research out of such conservative institutions as Harvard, Northwestern, Oxford, and the like interferes with concentration, attention, memory, and a host of other things. If you smoke once a week, not once a day, but once a week, starting in your teenage years, in about 10 years, you will lose 8 IQ points.
Well, that's that significant. What about the huge?
Yeah, actually,
it seems
no sign of brain damage.
Yeah, no.
Drug dealers want to just make the product more potent, more potent.
Of course.
So I was watching a documentary the other night, and the strains that they sell now in these shops legally are, what, 20 times stronger than they were, say, in the 1980s.
Tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, is the toxic content. That's what makes you high. In the 60s and 70s, people were nostalgic about that. The content
Bill
was
Nye.
3% THC. Now it averages 15%.
Hell yeah.
And some of the dispensaries in Colorado, 25 and 30%. Maureen Dowd of the New York Times was eating a candy bar with marijuana. She thought she had died. This stuff is potent.
Think like, I wish you had that Chris Farley.
Beer, thinking of drinking a glass of bourbon. Bob. That's the difference. It is not your grandfather's marijuana.
What about Bill Clinton?
What's your point?
Well, I smoked it, but I didn't inhale.
Yeah.
All right, it became a national joke. But candidates are always asked that question. Should it impact people's decision?
Youthful use, I don't think so. Back then, I don't think so. You know, I'd be worried right now, given what's going on.
Oh,
maybe they're smoking something in the White House. I mean, adults who were in responsible
So it's only
positions.
Kids these days that shouldn't smoke pot.
I don't want to say
it was okay for us.
If you were a kid.
Hey,
but
you didn't go to war like we did.
Teenagers 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago.
It's not
a disqualification.
What did you think?
Adults doing it now or condoning it, like the Surgeon General did today? No good.
How shocked were you at the president's comments at the prayer breakfast today, you know, name of Christianity, in the name of Jesus Christ, talking about
the crusades
and the Inquisition? And the biggest, the worldwide threat is radical Islam today. He won't even say the words radical Islam.
Wait, what's happening?
World.
Isn't it interesting?
We're just talking about a book about pot?
Christians, and he can say
Well, when it's Obama, you can veer off of any subject. You can just do a total right turn and just go after Obama. Like every guest.
I don't know. I wish I did know. But we got to get him out.
They got to sneak him. By the way, how much do you hate Obama? Is he a total asshole or what?
I hope.
What, that the fact that he took $300 in my tax
so
money?
Important. If you get some of the Democrats stepping up, did you see Tulsi Gabbard?
That was a hypothetical, but
Menendez is starting to say you're crazy about Iran.
They had surprisingly little to say about marijuana, considering that he's got a whole book on it.
Right.
Because Obama did.
I wonder how many pages this book is.
It's
like 102.
It's a leaflet. He's just handing it out.
There's illustration. Yeah, the first word of every chapter takes up half a page.
Right.
He double spaces the rest. He's like, how many words do I have? Very
72-point font.
Very, very. Get this. Very.
Very.
Very. Very dangerous drug that should not be used by kids or children of any age. How many words is that?
Yeah. Check it out.
I got 5,000 more to go?
Oh, boy.
This is going to be a long one. I'd never read all this. So I should have done that in my grumbly voice. Yeah, kind of sounds like Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Marijuana is very, very, very bad. Unless you're hungover.
It's like a coyote taking a shit in the desert.
Wow. So, you know what?
Chicken butt.
They've got less and less to say. Like, even what, like, okay, yes, he was correct on the second point. It's stronger. It's more potent. That doesn't mean that you don't know how to control it. It means you smoke less of it.
Right.
You guys know how that is.
Yep.
Back when you used to be able to get two different qualities of weed, you would buy cheap shit and smoke a shit ton of it, and then you buy some expensive shit and pack one bowl and be done.
Right.
It doesn't mean that just because you bought the expensive shit, you're going to roll the same size hooter that you did with the ditch weed.
Yeah.
Because you'd be blowing the fuck out and you'd be wasting some of your money. You'll go through that shit quick. So we know how to get exactly what we want out of it. Doesn't matter that it's because it's more potent, it's a better deal.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
No. I heard this song on the radio today, and I like this song. I can't help it. You can turn this shit up.
Does have Stay High in it. Hey, can we sue her? Did she steal our thing?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I know another girl that's on Instagram that uses Stay High.
Who does this again?
Tove Lo?
I agree with her.
Can't be mad at this. Can't do it. What? Have you guys? Rob, you sent me a thing about, was it High There? The app that you sent me.
Yeah. Finally, the community-based dating app, or actually, it's just a hangout app. I signed up for it. Actually,
I don't think that they're. The first to pioneer into this field, but it seems like they're set up the most like what's the one that everyone
Tinder.
Uses? Tinder.
Yep.
They're set up the most like Tinder.
Tinder.
Yep. And they actually
so it's
give you
Tinder
options
for smokers.
When you go into actually when you first make your profile, they ask yeah. you.
Oh, you did you make a profile?
Yeah, I'm actually on that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I put on.
Look up Rob on. On Hi There.
Yep, and I do put in the description Rob. That I am part of the podcast, so you will be able to find me.
Any link, I'll send it to you. Put it in the podcast.
Hey, if you type Weedsman into the Hi There app, you'll get to see Big Sexy.
Yep, you can hang out with me if you want.
Touch his penis.
No, you don't have to do that. It's optional.
It's not off the table. It's but optional.
Rob, ladies like confidence. No,
yeah, well,
it's
I don't
on
have
the table.
It, so... Anyways,
it's on the menu.
But the when you're setting up the profile, they ask you what your energy level is after you use cannabis. Like, is it high energy?
Horny?
and then they have ways.
I'm hanging out with the chick. I'm horny as fuck.
Horny and sleepy.
Well, they, you can put, you know, lazy, sleepy, you know, and then, you know, like, what do you like to do? Outdoors? Do you like to watch TV, movies, food with it, you know?
Yeah,
just
okay.
Basic random things, and then you just basically are picking or passing, you know? You don't want to hang out with that person, you want to, right. You click on that. If you don't want to hang out, you pass.
So it's not one of these where it's just like, here's all the weed smokers that are around you. They do try and narrow down and mate you up with somebody who... You know, this is interesting, though, because while... Yeah, I can see how for a lot of relationships, it would be good to have similar interests.
Yeah.
Because you have things that you can enjoy together. But part of the thing of meeting new people is experiencing new things. You meet somebody who's into something that you, a whole world of things that you were not aware of prior, and, you know, that expands your own world.
Right.
So I don't necessarily agree with that when it comes to relationships, but when you're talking about something like smoking pot, it does tend to get different reactions out of different people.
Right.
And that difference, it's not like, oh, you just don't want to try something new. It's like you're on two different planes.
Yeah.
You know?
And the one thing that is, like, you notice that...
I was on a plane this morning.
Kind of breaks down barriers with a lot of people, too. Marijuana use, you know, between people. You can find that you would be talking to someone that you normally probably wouldn't be talking
to.
Well,
there's kind of a good counterpoint, then, if I see where you're going with this, is that you might normally just zone out after you smoke a bowl, but you have somebody new that you're hanging out with and that you're attracted to, maybe, so you get a different reaction because, you know, now you're talking, you're engaged,
right.
You're listening to some music. So it's not all about just how you normally react to marijuana, to cannabis. I'm sorry, cannabis.
Yep, cannabis.
It's about... the company that you keep as well. They can influence you.
Big time.
Yeah. Let me get a nickel
bag. But, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's people on there. I've had a few people hit me up. You know, they want to hang out.
Had some hangouts?
Yeah, they want to hang out and smoke.
This is online? Oh, so it's not an online hangout. It's like
you're meeting up. Yeah. And, of course, you know.
Rob's on. This is Rob on. Yeah, an online hangout on this place. I'm packing my bowl.
Yep.
There are sites like that.
Oh, really?
People video chat and smoke weed together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
Describe it in detail.
Oh, yeah.
I'm removing my large bowl from my stash box and grinding up some Bubba Kush. I don't know why I keep going for Bubba Kush.
Yeah.
Type slowly.
Yeah. But yeah, it's out there now. You know, you can...
It's out there.
Community.
No, it's hi there.
Hi there.
There's Rob.
I'm on there. Check me
typing
out.
Typing with his dick while he smokes a bowl with his hands.
It'd be shorter keystrokes.
Well, they definitely wouldn't be this quick together unless you're prehensile, which in their case, good for you.
I bet Murderface could type this fast.
He's just like this.
When he played that bass solo with his hog.
Yep.
Oh, there he goes. You're going to hit it.
Yep.
This is the intro where he plays the bass. This is my favorite. He stands up in front of the crowd, drops trowel. You don't see his junk that's hidden behind that huge-ass Thunderbird bass of his. But you just have to imagine his dick draped over the bass while he's hands-free. Well, I mean, he's got a fret with the left, but his right hand is up. And he's fucking rocking triplets.
Yeah.
The face.
I'm sorry, he's got to have like a thumb somewhere down there, but...
I love this.
The kid gets up on stage,
fucking headbutts him.
And also inexplicably... He and I believe everybody else in this episode are just filthy. Like, they don't really talk about it. His face is just, like, disgusting. He's got dirt all over his face. He's a big disgrace.
Kicking his can all over the place.
Right. But I think maybe it's, like, halfway through a tour. They're at that, like, super grimy stage of their tour where nobody's showering. I just went on to 4chan. This guy posted, got a new bass today. What's up with you? Red Wings fan.
Oh, nice.
Some local guy. Local just got guy. Himself a...
Nice bass. Wood bass.
Wood.
Yes, a wood bass.
Wood bass.
I don't know what that is. That it's actually might be an Ibanez. Oh, that is the Ibanez. That is a nice bass. I'm so jealous.
Jelly donut.
So what do you think the responses to this guy are?
Nice bass.
Hey, man.
Your bass belongs
nice
to
bass.
Us.
Sick bass, bro. Had the same one for 3 years. Really? They're only about a year and a half old. Ooh. They came out a year and a half ago, so fuck off. I should get on here and start.
You should be.
Start bass snobbing it up.
Bass snobbing it. You could have gone with a better option.
Which one is it? Is it a Warwick? Please tell me it's a Warwick. I do not like Warwicks. They have big-ass boxy necks. Oh, this is an LTD? No, he got the... No, I thought that was an Ibanez. He got a piece of shit.
Tell him.
I'm going to tell him. He's
tell
a
him.
Piece of shit. Eh. I just don't like the pickup.
Like, what'd you buy, a Guitar Center?
The real question is, can you play Tool?
Ooh. On bass, it's not that hard.
So I'm surprised you didn't guess
that. Can you play
that.
Primus? That's a real question, motherfucker.
There you go.
I tried to get you guys to guess what the replies were. I mean, you didn't...
Stupid internet troll
shit. You couldn't
shit.
Come up with fucking idiot or faggot, because those are, like, rampant in here.
Oh, I bet.
Faggot. Terrible bass.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you're a horrible bass player. You're the kind of smug-looking, self-important bag of shit that gives bass players a bad name.
Oh, God.
If you thought that was a Warwick, you're a fucking idiot. The body is all wrong, which he's right. It doesn't have a thumb. The trolls have arrived. I'm not trolling for shit. This fat sack of shit makes me sad to play a bass. Lucky... Luckily, fuck him. He won't amount to anything, so I'm okay with that. See again. An incorrect use of the word troll. We've got to get a definition of troll correct. This guy wasn't trolling just because he was saying shit about the guy. He honestly believes that that guy is a dick-sucking faggot.
And he's like, I'm not trolling.
And can't play bass for shit. And that's his belief.
He's like, I don't troll. But
that is not trolling. Simply insulting somebody, cursing at somebody, threatening to rape them
right.
online, those are not. That's not trolling.
That's trolling, just being an asshole.
Trolling is saying, fuck you, Neil Diamond is the best performer of all time. Top singer out of all the singers in the last 100 years, prove me wrong.
Right.
That's trolling. Trolling is nobody's written a good song since the Bee Gees staying alive. And as we do this, we gonna lay laws on the line. Do you understand the difference? You look confused, Rod.
Yeah.
I don't think you're buying this.
I don't care about those people.
That's not the idea.
It is to me.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because
it doesn't matter what it is to you.
Yeah, it does.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't care
what
about
I'm talking
trolls.
About is...
No, he's talking... No, he's just talking
I'm not
about
talking
the definition.
I'm about trolls. I'm talking about the definition of the word troll.
He's saying people are misusing it nowadays.
I know.
Like, they use it to define somebody who disagrees with them rather than someone who's actually going on there trying to get people to, like...
Everyone
like
thinks just because you say some shit, just stirring up trouble isn't necessarily trolling. You can just like be totally rude to somebody, call them out on some shit. That's not trolling. More than four strings, kill yourself. If you can't do it with the four, don't. If you can't do it with four, don't do it at all.
Really?
No. You know what? A five string getting down to B.
Hey, if you can't play with five, maybe
fuck,
you
man.
Suck.
Did this, and you're only getting five more notes out of that fucking thing, but they are all good ones.
Yeah.
Getting down there is really good. Somebody, they pulled up the picture of him with his girlfriend in the background, and they put the whale from,
What the hell is that cartoon? I know that cartoon.
The little sailor kid with the guy with the wooden legs.
Who is that? What cartoon is that? I used to watch that.
I know, it's fucking hilarious, and I cannot remember the name of it. They would try and find, Rock Candy Island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck is the name of that cartoon?
I don't know, it's gonna drive me nuts now.
Because the whale talk like the black chick. That blue thing is voiced by Brian Doyle Murray.
Because he would stay in the whale's mouth.
Yeah. Flapjack!
Flapjack! I hope that... I probably
or
probably
no, isn't it like The Adventures
anymore.
Of Flapjack
yeah,
or
yeah,
something
The Adventures
like that?
Of Flapjack. That is some funny ass shit. Straight up. That was...
Are we done with our bass rant?
That was the closest you get to Ren and Stimpy in the last decade or so, honestly.
What about SpongeBob?
No. Flapjack went disgusting. It wasn't afraid to... All those pirates and that thing. I mean, you know, it reminded me of the close-ups on Ren and Stimpy shots where you get, like, the big pussy nose and hair coming out of the ear and, like, warts and liver spots on the hands and face. You know, and every time they'd show somebody close-up, it would be like a wah, wah, and stink lines coming off of them. They had shit like that. Like, it got disgusting. It's dangerous and risky, but adventurous and free. Oh, they go off on, they figure out some scam to get candy.
Yeah, every episode.
It's always a search for candy, but they go on a bender in one episode, and it's all set up like they have to get the captain clean or whatever his name. What's his friend's name with the wooden legs?
Oh,
he's a pirate, and he's got two wooden legs.
Yeah, I forget. But I know it's Brian Doyle Murray.
Oh, okay. Is that the guy who does
his voice?
Chicken Teleglision, she could do the voice perfectly.
Of Brian Doyle Murray?
Of Flapjack.
Ah.
Yeah. It would tickle me to no end.
Tickle me balls.
You've never seen... Rob is just totally doesn't know what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Never seen this shit.
Well, you got kids, and I'm just a stoner.
Yeah, for me, it was like... Well, my kids got sick of Flapjack. They were all into it, and I was like, more Flapjack, more Flapjack. They're like, no.
No, I used to watch Cartoon Network regularly. Because I used to watch Adult Swim, and then it would be on in the morning, and I'd see all crazy shit.
Oh.
Wait, did you hear that Harper Lee's second book is being published?
Yeah. Which, I didn't know Harper Lee was still alive.
Yeah, she's like reclusive. She's, you know who she is, Rob?
No idea.
You ever read To Kill a Mockingbird? I read that in school and saw the movie in school. That's like, I thought that was just part of the curriculum across the nation. That and Catcher in the Rye, every kid should read.
So you know but what a whiny bitch Holden Caulfield was.
Yeah, he is.
Knock it off!
Yeah, but so Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird and then nothing. And I guess she had this book kind of sitting around. She had this one chamber the whole time, and it picks up with Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird like 20 years later. So I don't know. How can I not read that?
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
I'm also a really big Slazenger fan.
Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry?
Like, Catcher in the Rye is my least favorite of his writings. And it introduced me to a lot of great writing. Don't everybody have you heard? She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. But then I read Raise the Roof, Beams High. And Franny and Zooey. And then when I was at... I was dating this chick who was into emo music, and there was this, like, festival, and we went to that.
A lot of eyeliner and bangs.
No. This is pre-commercialized emo, so it was really just strange bands that played loud guitars and screamed every once in a while. And they had all these booths set up in the back where you could buy, like, custom, you know, homemade screen-printed T-shirts and... all kinds of like
razors,
I don't know,
to cut yourself.
Yeah, hipster shit, I guess, you know. And somebody was selling the unpublished works. They had found these by I said Slazenger earlier because that's what I always call him because it's a name of a Slazenger. Techno artist. JD. So I always call him JD Slazenger, but it's Salinger.
Slazenger is a golf manufacturer.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, also. But JD Salinger, writer of Catcher in the Rye, had a bunch of magazine articles, not articles, but short stories that appeared in magazines. And they never got republished in any kind of collection because he refused to. He thought they were crap. And these short stories are just beautiful. And then somebody had printed one up, this cheap copy. It was like maybe 80 pages, thin little blue booklet, basically. And it was just packed full of these articles that he never released again. If you don't have, like, you know, that that issue of Time magazine that it appeared in, then you're shit out of luck. That's the only place where you'll find it. But they got this information, published it without his... I mean, how would you feel about that? Like, it's kind of... is it really stealing if you refuse to release it and it gets out anyway? I mean, yes, somebody's making money off your name. But there's... If you're a fan of the writer, he has such a small body of work. I ran through it in like a couple weeks that when I found it, I was like, I got to read everything. And then I was like, that's it. So you kind of want, you know, everything you can get your hands on, even though at the same time you're reading something that the author wishes that you just would not read. He considers it to be subpar, not his best work. Any thoughts? It's like demos. Or like bootleg shit, you know?
Yeah, you're
bootleg
not...
demos, I should say. Not like release demos.
Yeah, but then there's the argument of, well, you're still... It's out there and they could be making money on it.
Yeah.
Or it's stuff they don't want out there because
I'm
it doesn't meet their standards.
I'm coming at it from too many different angles because it's not that I think about the money. Not like I read it and was like, I'm taking money away from this artist.
Right.
I felt more like this was, you know, some treasure that I had stolen away from him. You know?
Hmm. Yeah.
Hey, why is Google two bitches?
Laura Ingalls Wilder, 148th birthday.
Whoa.
There's two felt girls.
Bitch is old.
She's a libertarian.
An American writer, most notably the author of Little House in the Prairie books. Children's novels based on her childhood in a settler family.
You ever watch that show, Rob?
Yes. With Michael Landon.
It's impossible to avoid. I think I've maxed watched like 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, I've never... Like when this came on, I was
just like, I can't take it anymore.
I flipped over to channel 50 when this would come on.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. More than 20 minutes, I'd want to burn the place down.
My parents were into it, but yeah.
Burn this motherfucker down. Yep. If I got to watch some Little House in the Prairie.
Yeah. Everybody watched Little House in the Prairie. Everybody watched Dallas.
Yep, Dallas.
It's just not a lot of Dynasty. Options. Why did everybody do all that shit? Because they had no other choices.
Right.
Now we have HBO.
I have computers and the internet.
It's Michael Landon. I mean, he's barely an actor.
Dead.
I know he's dead, but he I spit on his grave. No.
Yeah. Fuck him.
No, he's just like, have you ever seen him do anything good?
Wasn't he
always just seemed like Michael Landon, and there he is. He's playing himself. It's great. He memorized the lines, so it's wonderful.
Wasn't he in some show where he was an angel or something?
Are you guys...
I'm trying to remember what it
was. Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, Highway to Heaven.
Have you heard about the new show causing a lot of controversy? What is it called? It's like the Black Dallas.
Empire.
It's
called Black Dallas?
Yeah, it's called Black Dallas.
Black Dallas.
That's my porn name. That's trademarked already. You can't use that.
Black Dallas.
What was it called again, Rob?
Empire.
Empire. With the guy from Hustle and Flow.
Yep. Two people from Hustle and Flow.
Two people.
Yeah, the one woman is from there as well.
One of the main character's sons is gay. Hmm. That was quite a controversy, too.
Why? It happens all the time.
Yeah, why is that still a big issue?
No. Controversy because of the character's reaction. Right? What's his name? Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
I believe it's one of his sons that he finds out is gay, and the mother's like, "You're still my kid. What's the big deal?" And the dad is like, "You fucking
I'll
cocksucker!
I'll disown you."
Yeah,
literally, you cocksucker.
Yeah.
Is this the Empire theme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the Empire is a rap empire.
Hip hop.
Whatever.
The hip hop.
Is it racist? Is rap racist now? Am I supposed to say that?
I think hip hop is what the more broader scale.
Hip hop is culture. Rap is music.
Hippity hops.
That's the long and short of it. And shut the fuck up if you disagree.
Right,
bitch.
And I'll still refer to music as hip-hop because it's of that culture. It is rap of that hip-hop culture. There's also rap outside of hip-hop culture, in my opinion.
But that rap sucks.
Yeah.
Usually.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you. I think that, like, MF Doom is rap. I don't think it's hip-hop culture.
No, not whatsoever.
No. I think it's amazing. I think he's a brilliant. I think that Dr. Doom, same thing. Any Doom. Danger Doom. Is that, yeah? Any Doom related to rap, not part of hip hop.
How come everybody always forgets about this one?
Thank you for joining us on White Guys on Rap.
Anyone remember this?
Danger Mouse.
Is that fucking shit?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about Danger Mouse before on the show. They never came out. Penfold.
Maybe the DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Danger Mouse. Everything's constantly exploding in the theme.
All danger.
Yeah, because it was, Danger Mouse. But as much as I loved it, my favorite episodes were when Count Duckula appeared and when he got his own series. That was my shit. Far outclassed Danger Mouse, in my opinion.
When there's this Danger Mouse.
This is... I thought this was the MF Doom. Or did Danger Mouse do this?
This is both of them.
Yeah. This is Danger Doom.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I love this album, too.
Yes, it is quite enjoyable.
Because this motherfucker, MF Doom, I do not care what he says. As every once in a while, he gets a point across, but it does not matter. It's just how he says it.
Yeah.
It's all in his flow. Very well. What you want, a brownie? He took off the mask and whispered, "Put me where you found me."
He kept his
Have you heard the whole album?
Yeah. I have it. Yeah. It's delicious. In my ear holes. Sold a million, then the villain went for Dolo. And cited creative differences. Basically, they hated. He left no jaded witnesses. Rappers suck when they spit, I doubt them. The crap they sing about, you want to slap them. Alright, well thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find this show on Stitcher Radio. I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author,
yes,
Rob St. Mary. Mike White also He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the projection booth. They were recognized by the AV Club. Yeah. Top-rated podcast. IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the captain's table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.